It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Today on What's News, we'll delve into the practice of gaslighting because you're not going crazy.
But maybe I'm crazy.
No, you're not. But the Trump administration wants you to think you are. Miami Herald, World Politics Review, and CNN columnist Frieda Gittes writes, Trump has become America's gaslighter-in-chief. She explains, the term comes from the 1940s movie Gaslight, in which a manipulative husband tries to unmoor his wife, played by Ingrid Bergman, by tampering with her perception of reality. He uses a variety of truth-blurring techniques. His goal is to exert power and control by creating doubts about what's real and what isn't, distracting her as he attempts to steal precious jewels.
He said it was going out of my mind!
You're not going out of your mind. You're slowly and systematically being driven out of your mind.
But why? Why?
Seems familiar, huh? Trump's techniques include saying and doing things and then denying it, blaming others for misunderstanding, disparaging their concerns as oversensitivity, claiming outrageous statements were jokes or misunderstandings.
The security guys just said, there may be somebody with tomatoes in the audience. So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise.
He said that. We all heard him say that, but he says he didn't.
You said in your rallies yesterday you're a peace-loving person, but you're still open to paying the legal fees of your supporter who cold-cocked a protester in North Carolina last week. Wouldn't you be rewarding and encouraging violence?
No, because I don't condone violence, and I didn't say I was going to pay for
So you're not going to?
Fees. No, I didn't say that. Nobody's asked me to pay for fees, and so I never said I was going to pay for fees. No.
Well, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?
Who can forget this one?
Last night in South Carolina, while defending his debunked claim that he saw thousands of Muslims celebrate the collapse of the Twin Towers here in New York, he appeared to mock a reporter with a disability.
Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
That reporter he is talking about is Serge Kovaleski, who now works for the New York Times. He suffers from a chronic condition that impairs movement of his arms.
That happened. There's video. It's indisputable, unless you're Donald Trump.
So what happened is very simple. I said this, and all of a sudden, because I said it very, very expressively, and again, I'm trying to show somebody groveling to take back the statement they made, because he wanted to take it back because it wasn't good for the people that he knows and likes at the New York Times, the Washington Post, etc. He did this when he was at the Washington Post. So I was very expressive in saying it, and they said I was mocking him. I would never mock a person that has difficulty. I would never do that. I'm telling you, I would never do it. I would never do it.
So
you're not going crazy. The 45th president of the United States is gaslighting us.
Before his inauguration, Donald Trump compared America's intelligence agencies to Nazis. Now he's their boss, and here at CIA headquarters, he's trying to rewrite history.
The reason you're my first stop is that, as you know, I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth. And they sort of made it sound like I had a feud with the intelligence community. And I just want to let you know, the reason you're number one stop, it is exactly the opposite.
But this was his own tweet just over a week ago, accusing the intelligence agencies of spreading fake news, attacking them with the words, "Are we living in Nazi Germany?" It's impossible to reconcile these two Trumps.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head.
See, he's gaslighting you. And it's not just Trump either. It's his entire administration. They're making up things that never occurred and presenting them as fact.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized, and they were the masterminds behind the Bowling Green massacre. I mean, most people don't know that because it didn't get covered.
It didn't get covered because it never happened.
There was no Bowling Green massacre, and Kellyanne Conway didn't just misspeak a word. She used that same line of bullshit in interviews with both Cosmopolitan magazine and TMZ.
What do we say to the family that loses somebody of a terrorist, to whether it's Atlanta or San Bernardino or the Boston bomber?
There was no terrorist attack in Atlanta, despite White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer claiming that numerous times. So how do we fight back? Perhaps as Anderson Cooper did when Trump said this.
All over Europe, it's happening. It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it.
That's just not true.
Not only did we cover many of the attacks on that list the White House has released, we covered them heavily. I know because I was there on the ground reporting a number of them. 360 was in Ottawa, Canada, October 2014. That's on the list. Where gunmen killed a reservist at the National War Memorial, where he was on duty at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I was also in Orlando last June. That was on the list also, after 49 people were gunned down at the Pulse nightclub. I know because they flew there right after the news broke. December 2015, that was also on the list. San Bernardino, I was
and
there.
So many more, but we only have 6 minutes. So remember, the term is gaslighting. You're not going crazy.
I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not.
And that's What's News. I'm Nicole Sandler for NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.